Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And Grand Rising. Excuse me. Y'all, I barely use my voice before I get on here. So it's always a little raspy, but forgive me. But welcome to the Morning Motivation. My name is Brittany Daniel, and I am your host. And today we are going to talk about what we do in the process while we wait on what we feel God has called us to do, what we feel we're supposed to be doing in this season of our lives, when we're aligning with his purpose, when we have all these dreams, these goals, and our ambitions. What do we do when things aren't moving as fast as we want, or when things aren't clicking the way we think that they're supposed to click? And we're going to dive into, I got a whole bunch of little tips and things I need you guys to write down today. So that's what we're going to dive into. Just really, really, how do we stay our course when, you know, just things aren't working out the way we thought that they were going to do it on our time? So that's what we're going to get into today. Go ahead and load up the morning comments. I'm going to go ahead and say our morning prayer, and we're going to dive right into today's topic after I do the morning shout outs. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be together again for another beautiful day. Thank you for all the purpose, the light, the direction, the knowledge, the sacrifice, just the circumstances that you've put us through to make us stronger, to make us wiser, to make us more knowledgeable, to make us align with you and what's pleasing in your sight. And I pray everyone on this live and everyone that will watch later will find a gem, a piece that it comes from you through me to just tell the audience what they need to hear today. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. And if you are not religious or spiritual, I hope that it was okay that I prayed for you anyway. If you are not a person of the Christian faith, that is okay. You are still welcome here. So I wanted to say thank you guys, of course. If you guys don't know, I've been under the weather for the last 2 days. I got really, really sick from my niece. I was getting my hair braided by my sister, and my niece, she's 2, and she was just coughing up a little storm. So I have not been feeling well, but I thank you guys for giving me energy, and thank you guys for allowing me to be here, even when I'm not at my 100% best. But going to the morning shout outs, I want to say good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning. Oh, yeah. She Amber, congratulations. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Tay. Good morning, Rashida. Good morning, such a lady. Happy hump day. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Naturally Ann. Good morning, LaDonna. Hey, world. Good morning, Lynette. I think I said that right. Good morning, DeChandra. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Tay. It's so frustrating sometimes. It took me forever to get a new job and I didn't give up. I love that. Good morning, Miss Debbie. And good morning, Veronica. Good morning, Elijah. I think that's Elijah. I think that's how it is. That's how it says. You guys, I need glasses so bad. So, and if I do mispronounce your name, please let me know how it's said phonetically down in the comments. Hi, Cammie. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. So we all go through these little ups and downs, right? Good morning, CJ. Good morning, Asia. Good morning. We are all striving for something, right? This channel, especially this show for sure. When I prayed and asked God what to do in the beginning of the year, I wanted to take my channel. I was making content kind of like everybody else, but it was something about it that didn't give me the passion that I once had with starting my YouTube channel. I was doing the vlogs. I was doing, you know, the sit down videos. And although some of those things were really successful, I was almost at 100K. I felt like something was missing, and it had been missing from me for a long time. And my walk with God and my spirituality has been the cornerstone for a lot of my faith, a lot of things that I went through. And it really shaped this new chapter, which is the channel that you guys see here. And in the midst of this, when you're going in a different direction, when you are maybe doing something that's less popular, when you're doing something that's less, we're just doing something different, you switch it up. You're like, hey, you know what? I've been on this job for a long time. I'm getting tired. It's something isn't fulfilling me. So when you pray for God and he gives you a vision, right? Or he gives you direction, or you ask God, well, what should I do next? You know, I've done this. This was cool. What should I do next? Or you're okay, you're content, and you want to add to, or you want to start a new relationship, you want to have kids, whatever it may be. God always takes you through a process after he gives you the vision. You know, sometimes we see things and he may even give you the vision of the light at the end of the tunnel. It just all depends on your relationship, which you believe you're shown, which you believe you're led to. Sometimes it's a nudge. Sometimes it's intuition. Everybody hears God differently in their own way. That's why it's very important. That's why I always talk about having a relationship with him, because he's going to talk to you differently than he's going to talk to everybody else, because he's going to get to you through you the way he knows best, right? But the only way we can hear him and know where to go and what to do is if we have that relationship, if we talk to him, we spend time with him, and we sacrifice, and we do those things which are pleasing in his sight, and whatever that is to you, and whatever religious text you believe in, right? If you're religious or not, it's up to you. Every relationship is personal. That's why I don't, you know, force anything down anybody's throat on here. Even though I believe one thing, I do believe that there's different ways to get to God, and we're all in our own chapters. We're all running our own races, right? But in the midst of going after and getting what we want, or what we feel like we're supposed to have, we oftentimes can get discouraged when things aren't moving as fast as we think they're supposed to move. You know, in the midst of this, it's so funny because I was almost at 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm going to start this new thing with this morning show. People are going to love it. And I'm going to hit my 100K. That didn't happen. Actually, the reverse happened. I actually lost a lot of subscribers. I don't get the same views, which is fine. But at one point, it did hit my ego a little bit. And that's another thing. Like, we got to make sure we have to be very honest with yourself on what part of you is hurt. Did it change the amount of money I made? No. But it hit my ego because I see all of my friends and these new YouTubers hitting all these milestones. And I was like, dang, I lost, you know, people. But in the midst of you shaking yourself up, in the midst of you doing something different, everybody can't go with you to the next level. Some people are going to be like, you changed, you're tripping. I don't like this new you. I like the old you. Some people like you to stay who you were. Some people in certain circumstances, even your jobs, like, oh, what are you doing? No, that's not your job. You stay doing what you've been doing. But when we stay doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting those results. And if those results are unfulfilling, if those results just don't hit the way you feel like your life is supposed to hit, if you're not being moved, you're not getting closer to God, that's how you know it's really for you, is if you're getting closer to him in any relationship, in any situation. You don't have to leave God in order to make it to the next level. That's exactly the opposite what happens. But a lot of us sometimes get discouraged because, you know, things don't always pan out the way that we think that they're supposed to pan out. You know, sometimes you might change your ways, or you're asking God for something and you might get fired. You know, you're asking God for something and a relationship would end. Sometimes there's a storm before the rainbow. You know what I mean? Sometimes it has to rain really, really hard before we get to where we want to go. So what do we do in the midst of that? What do we do in the midst of the rain? What do we do in the midst of, God, I thought I was supposed to be doing this, but, you know, the math ain't mathing, you know, I thought 1 + 1 was supposed to equal 2, but it's looking like arithmetic. It's looking like algebra over here. I don't know what's going on. So one thing that I had to do, and I challenge you all to do as well, is do not compare your chapter 3 to somebody else's chapter 10, 11, 12, 13. And it's easy on social media for us to think that we know everything that somebody else has went through in order to get where they are. We have no idea where God put them and pushed them and pulled them. And unless they tell their story, and I say this all the time, and some of you guys have heard this already, you know, good morning. Some of us have heard this, and I've said this before, but you never know why God is what God is doing in other people's lives That's why we're not supposed to compare our lives to somebody else's. Comparison is the thief of joy, 100% every time. That's why depression skyrocketed. You guys go look it up. Go look at the suicide rates, excuse my language, the suicide rates before 2012, when social media really hit hard. Facebook came out in around 2010, only for college students, and then it went over to the public in like around 2012 when I graduated from college. I remember this 100% when social media like first hit the scene, when I made my first Instagram page, all of that stuff. And when I was in grad school, that's one thing that we went over is when did suicide skyrocket? And it was with social media. Never before were we able to look and peek into see somebody's life. No, never before were we able to share our food, our vacations, the way we did it. We used to have to take a camera, and go get the pictures developed. And the people that saw your photos were the people that you knew. You know, oh, look at this vacation to the Bahamas. Look at me. I remember some of the things I printed. I went to Disney World. The only people that saw those were my friends. Or something really cool happened, like I met a celebrity on vacation, which happened. Then I would go and show the people at my school. Then it would fizzle after a few days, and then that was it. Good morning. Never in history did we get to see celebrities, each other, our parents, whomever, on a consistent basis. Over and over and over and over and over again, all times a day. If you don't turn off social media, you will always be engulfed with other people's lives. That's why I always challenge everybody to take a social media break, even if it's a day. If you find yourself not really being able to hear God, it might be because you're too distracted. You know, for the last few days, Grand Rising, for the last few days, everybody in America has been engulfed with this whole slap. You know, it was entertaining. We got it. You know, whether you're right or wrong, indifferent, at the end of the day, we get so engulfed in garbage sometimes. And, you know, I entertained it too. I'm not better than nobody. Right. But we can get entertained by the garbage, the distractions, scrolling, you know, chiming in on our opinions with people that we don't know from across the world. And we get engulfed in all of this. Right. And I want everybody to really challenge themselves, especially if you have a hard time turning off social media. I don't got a hard time. I'd be like, all right, I'm done for today. You can also set timers on your phone too, to where it limits you on how much you can be on social media. I challenge you guys to do that if you're having a hard time. But some of us can't hear God because we're so distracted on what everybody else has got going on. You know, we're so-and-so just had a baby. So-and-so just got proposed to. So-and-so is on vacation right now and I'm at my job and I want to be on vacation. So-and-so is doing this. So-and-so is doing this. And then we start second guessing our own lives. Then we start second guessing, well, am I supposed to be doing that? And some of us can take it to the point where we start doing what other people are doing. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. And people hate that phrase, stay in your lane. And there's going to be a lot of sayings that I'm going to say today that have dual meaning for me. You know, some people hear stay in your lane and they think that, oh, they can't venture out and try other things. No, of course, try new things. Of course, do what you feel is right for you. But stay in your lane, because if you over here, say if you're a track star, anybody in my track runners, I know I got a few track, people used to run track, if your kids run track, or, you know, I'm not a sports person, but I know the rules of track. You stay in your lane. You run your race. People in track don't look to the left and look to the right. Watch when the Olympics come on, or go look at an old track meet on YouTube. Those track stars do not worry about what's going on in lane number five when they're in lane number one. Lane number five, you know, everybody's trying to be in their race so they can win. They put their head down, they look forward, and they run their race. They lose momentum looking to the left and to the right. They lose momentum or could possibly fall if they look behind themselves. Stay in your lane. And the reason why this is so important is because when we stay in our lanes, man, when we stay in our lanes, then we're working on exactly what we're supposed to be working on at the time that we're supposed to work on it, right? Write this down. Appreciate the process. It's hard. Y'all, the process is not fun all the time. The process isn't glamorous all the time, but the process is necessary. God has set up the process because there's something that you're supposed to learn before you get to stage five. You're at stage one, two, three, or four, but you have to do things on those levels in order to make it to the next level. It's like a video game. You can't make it to the next level on a video game if you don't get the points. I'm not a video game person, y'all. I'm just, you know, from what I remember as a kid. You can't make it to the next level unless you get all the points, unless you tackle the obstacles, you get through whatever the scenario is on the video game. You can't get to level 10 when you haven't mastered level one. I gave up on video games when I was a little girl. And the reason why I gave up on them is because I could not, this is a true story. When I was young, y'all remember when Sega was out? Remember Sega and Nintendo, like the old school ones with the little, with the cartridges? I gave up on video games with The Lion King because I could not figure out how to get little Simba to the next level. A lot of us can't make it to the next level on the video game, so we stop. We don't ask God, hey, God, what am I supposed to do at this level? What am I supposed to learn? What am I supposed to overcome? What am I supposed to have insight about? Who am I supposed to help? You know, I really appreciate when people reach out to me and they want to help me. I really do, because I've helped so many people in my past. And sometimes it's not your job to help. You know, sometimes God gave you a vision that you're supposed to execute. You know, so you have to have that relationship with him in order to know him, her, whoever you believe in, Allah, don't matter, in my personal opinion. But you're supposed to reach out to God and say, well, what am I supposed to do right now? Sometimes he'll tell you to wait. Sometimes he'll tell you to keep working. Sometimes he'll tell you to put your head down. Sometimes he'll tell you to move. You have to know what stage you're in and what level you're in for him to call and talk to you. That's why that relationship is so important, because if we don't have that relationship, y'all, we can be like a hamster on a hamster wheel, you know, going 50 miles per hour. Oh, let me try this. Oh, let me try this. Let me try this. Let me try this. Why do we in this social media era feel like everything's supposed to be rushed? That instant gratification, y'all, that only comes from our phones. That only comes when you order pizza online. That only comes from the internet. We have to remember, in the real world, in our real lives, instant gratification is not it. Because 9 times out of 10, if it comes easy, if it comes too quick, a few things may happen. This is why sometimes God makes you wait for something. When he makes you wait, you appreciate it a lot more. When he makes you wait, you appreciate it a lot more. Because the things that we get easy, the things that come to us sometimes, you know, when I gave up comedy real quick because it just was easy for me. You know, I was like, oh, I could do this. You know, and sometimes when we're in the midst of it, it's just like when things are given to you, it's just easy. That's why kids, that's spoiled brats. Have you ever been around somebody's child that just has everything, or their parents spoil them? Y'all stop spoiling these kids, because when they're not around you, they are brats. And sometimes they're brats when they're with you. Just some of us don't say nothing because we being respectful. But don't nobody want to be around a little bratty kid that doesn't say thank you, that's mean and thinks everything is there. Like, so sometimes God makes you wait so you can really appreciate it when it comes. That's one thing. And sometimes you're being developed in the process. Sometimes we are being developed in that process. Look at a caterpillar. A caterpillar turned to a butterfly. There's a process. A caterpillar can't just be like, hey, I'm waiting to be a butterfly. God, what you doing? I'm here. No, the caterpillar has to actively create a cocoon. It has to create a cocoon. It has to be in that cocoon for a certain amount of time. And then it has to use its own strength to break out of the cocoon to fly like a butterfly. There is a process. Pregnancy, you know, some of us start things and we feel like our dreams are supposed to come true. Good morning, everyone. Everybody thinks that our dreams are supposed to come true in a few months, a few weeks, a few days. So if a woman gets pregnant and she wants her baby to come out in a few days, I don't think that that's, it doesn't work like that. It definitely doesn't work like that. You mean everything is a process. Everything is a process. And sometimes things don't go the way that we thought they were going to go. But it's all a part of the process. Don't stop because people aren't supporting of your dreams. I want to repeat this for those in the back. Do not stop your journey because people are not supportive of your dreams. It's your dream. You know, I have a homegirl that I had in college, and she has this thing. I'm not even gonna put her out there. She has this thing. And she posted on social media, she was like, to my friends and my family who don't support me, I really feel, I always show up for y'all. Y'all don't support me, blah, 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 blah. And I wrote her and I said, you know what? It's not their job. And that's my personal opinion. She can feel how she feels. But I felt like that's not your job to make people support you. Y'all, you know how many years it took for people to support me on YouTube? That did not make me stop, though. Do you understand? Like, nobody owes you anything. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to God. If your family members aren't buying your products, aren't signing up, aren't happy for your relationship, whatever the case may be. Now, you know, you got to watch that one, though. Yeah. Make sure them red flags that they seeing is for real. But everybody's not going to understand what God placed inside of you. And sometimes people want to make sure you're serious before they tell everybody about it, before they stick their necks out. And it's great when people support. It's great when people praise you. It's all those things are great. But you can't, if that's what you're in seek of, if that's what you're searching for, if that's what's going to keep making you go, you're going to be doomed because it's never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough praise. It's never going to be enough adoration. It's never going to be enough support if you don't believe it in your within yourself. You have to believe within your heart, no matter what, if people praise you, support you, share, nothing. And sometimes people want to see if you're even serious. You know, sometimes God is saying, okay, I gave this to you, but are you serious? Because remember what we talked about before. People are out there praying for other people's blessings. Hey, God, they're up there saying, hey, God, it's a book, The Science of a Millionaire Mind. Y'all go read it. I love that book. In that book, it says that it tells you specifically to pray for the blessings that other people have left alone. So if that book is out there, imagine how many other people have said those words, have preached that. So other people are out there praying for what you are just not attributing to. Nobody can take your blessings from you. Don't get me wrong with this. You know, people, they praying on my downfall. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. How about that? Hello. Okay, so don't worry about somebody taking your eye and all that. No, 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 no. What I'm saying is, if God gives you something, right? God gives you something. He's like, hey, here's a seed that I want you to plant. And, you know, because we're human, we get distracted. Or we're like, I don't know how that's going to work. Or maybe, maybe not. And then a couple months later, you see somebody executing your idea and your goal. He gave you the time. He gave you the vision and he's like, well, somebody needs this blessing. So if you're not going to do it, I'm gonna put it over here. You know, I don't really like when people say that I do like this, but it's two-sided. You know, people say what's meant for you is meant for you. And I do believe that. I do believe that nobody can take when you're doing the work, when you're on the path to getting what you want, I definitely believe that nobody can take anything from you that's yours. Like if a woman can take your man, he ain't your man. If somebody else, you're up for a job and you're all in an interview process and somebody gets the job over you, that just wasn't your job because you did the work. But at the same time, if you put no action to the opportunities that God is presenting to you, or that he presented to you, yeah, somebody else can get that blessing. And what was meant for you went to somebody else. I definitely believe that. I see it all the time. And you probably yourself, look, think about your life. And when you had a great idea, $1 million idea, and then you seen somebody else on social media doing the same thing, or you're like, wait a minute, that was my idea. Or you see something in the store. Wait a minute. That was me. I came up with that. But you didn't execute. That other person did. God gave you our chance. And not to say, and this is the thing too. He will give you another one. He's a generous God. So don't think because you missed one boat that he ain't going to bring another boat to you. You know, he's a forgiving God. You can be like, dang, you know, I fumbled that. But okay, I need something else now. This time I'm serious. This time I'm going to do it. This time I'm going to execute. Just make sure you show up. Make sure we're doing the things. And every day will not be perfect, y'all. I am not perfect at all. I have my days. I have my days where I can get in my mind a little bit and be like, and then I have to check myself. Then I go to therapy. Y'all, I keep a therapist on deck. There's no way I can do everything that I do and I don't keep my mind solid. I need y'all to understand. Enroll in therapy, y'all. It helps. Your therapist can talk you off the ledge when you're like, well, I don't know what's going on. She'd be like, look, come on. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself grace. Be your own best friend. Do not beat up yourself or bully yourself. But understand that we have to go through the process. Nothing happens overnight. Nothing. Nothing. Think about all the great things in the world. Nothing happened overnight. You know, you don't want to have an idea to build a home on land and a week later it's done. Absolutely not. What kind of house would that be? You know, when the Bible says a house can't be built on sand, it takes time to lay a foundation. It takes time to put beams and walls up in a home. It takes time to do the drywall. It takes time to paint. It takes time for the electrician to go in and put together all the light bulbs. That's why it takes months for homes to be built. Good ones anyways. You know, it takes time in a relationship to build trust, a solid foundation. You know, it takes time to go through certain stages and to understand how each other argues and all of these ebbs and flows. And can we even get out of it? How do we navigate this? It takes time. It takes time to get a degree. It takes time to get a job. It takes time. So if you're in the midst of doing whatever it is that you are out there doing, think about it like a pregnancy. How many months have you been doing it? I've only been doing it, you know, a month. The baby ain't ready yet. The baby ain't ready yet. Okay? The baby is not ready yet. Keep going. Keep grinding. Keep thanking God. And this is the key, y'all. Make sure you do this. Make sure you do this. In the midst of you not getting what you want, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the trauma, in the midst of it all, thank God anyway. There's times where I've cried. There's times where I've lost relationships and people and job and all of these things. And I've just, you know, in the midst of my tears, thank you. Thank you. Because I know that this is happening for a reason. I know that this is going to strengthen me. I know this is for my greater good because nothing is to harm you. You might lose people. You know, it's life. Unfortunately, everybody's going to go. Everyone. So I don't know why we don't like to talk about death. I don't know why we get up in arms when, you know, it sucks when people are taken from us suddenly. You know, and anybody who's lost or is in grief right now, I'm so sorry for your pain and your loss. I know people that have just lost their parents and all that. And I know that those losses are tragic. You know, I know people that have lost children and husbands and things like that, right? But in the midst of everything that we go through, we still have to thank them, because not thanking them that they left, but thank them for the life that we had with them. You know, the time that we got to spend, for the great person that they were in our lives, for the memories, the moments, the laughter, the joy. You know, we have to thank him no matter what, because it's there for a reason. You know, and the thing too, to always remember, it's not for us to be happy. Are we going to be happy in the midst of this? Hopefully. Hopefully. But if you look at some of the greatest people in history, they were taken tragically. It wasn't You know, I'm sure their family members were in extreme pain, but a lot of times their death outshined their lives because now more people knew about them. Now more people got, you know, the glory of who they were. So everything happens for a reason, y'all. Even when it sucks, here comes the co-star right on time. Thank you for showing up to work today. Hi, say hi, Zara. (laughs) 8:30 on the dot, always. This is another thing, y'all. Don't compete where you don't compare. Do not compete where you don't compare. And what this means is, and some people say this in a negative way, I look at it like sometimes we can be in our lanes and in our journey, right? And we see somebody doing something way different and they're successful. So we stop what we're doing and we get distracted and we trying to be all up over there in a lane. Why are we over there competing? Why are we over there trying to run in this person's lane? Why are we over here picking up stuff that is not for us? It's okay to be inspired. It's okay to say, wow, you know, but God gave them that passion. God gave them that journey and that vision. That's why we have to be in tune and make sure no matter what, that we don't get distracted by everybody's success that's around us, by everybody's, you know, oh, well, she's doing this, I'm gonna go over here and do this. Oh, she's selling makeup, I'm gonna do this. She's doing this, I'm gonna do this. Because we see the success, but we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, y'all. All we see is social media. And people are going to put out their best. That's just what, it's nature, it's human nature. So we can't compete where we don't compare. That's not for you. That is not for you. What is God telling you to do for yourself and for the world? Our purpose is our, what we're supposed to do is for his purpose. He did not guarantee anything. But what, in my personal opinion, what's guaranteed is that I want God to give me a standing ovation. That's what I want. Remember, we talk about the spiritual iPad. When I go up there with God and he goes, oh, Brittany, hey, how's it going? Seen what you did. Okay, you did that. I gave you that. Good job. Oh, excellent work on that. Oh, you did. You know what? Congratulations. You did exactly what I sent you down there to do. I'm so proud of you. That's what I want. That's my reward. Now, is it going to happen like that? I don't know. We don't know. You know, everybody believes different. Everybody believes different. In my personal opinion, I don't know, but I do know if I ever had the opportunity to have a conversation with God, I don't want him to look at me and say, I had so much more for you, but you got distracted. You were worried about what Keisha was doing over there. You was over there trying to be like Jane when I wanted you to just be Brittany. He wants you to just be She Amber. He wants you to be just CJ. He wants you to be just Carmella. He wants you to just be Sydney. He wants you to just be Vanessa. Y'all, nobody can be like anybody else. That's why he gives us our own gifts. That's why he gives us our own abilities. That's why he gives us to the families that he gives us to. Nobody is alike. And another reason why you don't compete, where you don't compare, you don't know that these people have teams, especially in the social media world. Anybody that's trying to be a social media influencer and all of these things, the ones that are doing it very well at a high capacity, y'all, they have teams. And if you're a one-man show, it's very hard to compete. And not to say that you shouldn't keep striving for these things, right? But everybody has a different team. I was watching The Last Dance with the Bulls. No other team had Phil Jackson. No other team had Michael Jordan. No other team had Dennis Rodman. No other team had Scottie Pippen. But what I loved about that team, and that's why I encourage you guys to keep watching those documentaries, and why I tell you guys to watch this, look at these people. You know, Dennis Rodman wasn't trying to be Michael Jordan. He was like, hey, I'm solid at being a defender. I'm supposed to be under this. I'm supposed to be under this basket, being the best freaking defender I could be. He wasn't trying to be like Scottie Pippen. Scottie wasn't trying to be like Michael. Michael wasn't trying to be like, do you understand? Everybody played their role and had the purpose. And they won 6 rings because they each knew their lane. They each knew their strengths and they each knew their weaknesses. You know, so we have to understand that God has placed special abilities in you that nobody else has. Nobody has your heart. Nobody has your discernment. Nobody has your spirit. Nobody has your laugh. Nobody has your sense of humor. Nobody has what you have. He made you one and one. One and one. That's it. So when we try to be like other people, when we try to, oh, I'm going to do what she's doing, I'm going to do what he's doing, I'm going to do what she's, you're missing your special, your secret sauce. You're missing your secret sauce, y'all. Because he didn't give Keisha your secret sauce. He didn't do that. Miss Debbie is Miss Debbie. You know, and no matter what we may feel somebody has over us and what we may feel somebody has before us, anything like that, it doesn't matter because that's not our business. We're supposed to stay in our lanes. And a lot of times if we didn't compare, we would see how blessed we are. We would see how more peaceful we are. Y'all, it's a lot of folks out here that got a whole lot that ain't got no peace. You know, if we could really trade places with the people that we admire, probably wouldn't want to do it. Probably wouldn't want to do it. Every famous person says they do not want to be famous. All most of them anyways. You know what I mean? Like they can't make their mistakes. Like we can, thank God we can make our mistakes in private and ain't nobody tweeting about it and going around the world and making memes. And you know, Will Smith had a moment, right, wrong, or indifferent. Now that moment is forever a thing. He can't even get on social media without seeing himself. You know, he had a lapse of judgment in real life, in real time, and the entire world saw it. But if he would have just been Will Smith from Atlanta, nobody would have known that Chris got slapped on the corner. You know how many times, thank God some of us aren't famous. Thank God I'm not. My dirty laundry all down the street. Everybody got bags. Everybody has skeletons. Everybody has something. You know, so we cannot compare our lives and wish that, oh, I wish, you know, maybe we can't carry that cross. Maybe that wasn't our cross to bear. You know, so we can't do that to ourselves. Okay? I'm going to get to the comments and I got a few more little things to tell y'all and then we're going to get to the comments. Do great no matter what. Show up no matter what. Keep being great. Don't be like, well, since I ain't getting what I want, I'm just going, you know, I'm just going to do the bare minimum. That's not God's excellence. And sometimes maybe God is over there sitting like, I'm just waiting you to be great. You over here being normal I'm waiting on you to be great. So when you decide to be great, then okay, now it's time to go. Maybe he's sitting there just waiting on us to be great, y'all. And great is in any capacity that is you. Not great like Kim, not great like Chris, but great like you. What's your greatness? What's your abilities? Level up. You know, maybe he's waiting on you to make a decision. Maybe he's waiting on you to pray. Maybe he's just waiting on you. But we have to meet him halfway, y'all. Faith without works is dead. It says faith, you have all the faith in the world, without works is dead. That means nothing can happen. God can't do nothing without you. He can't move the pieces he needs to move without your participation. It's a one-on-one game. It is a one-on-one game with you and God. You cannot think that he's going to set up the alley-oop and you still on the bench. You in the locker room. How he supposed to alley-oop you so you can get your dreams into the net? You supposed to get the net. You in the locker room, kicking your feet up. Well, you know, I ain't going to win this game no way, so what's the point? You ain't going to try. You're not going to try and fail and get better and try and fail and get better and try and fail and get better and try and fail and get better. Y'all, anybody that's successful has failed a million times. Every idea, every situation is not going to be the absolute best. It's not. but it's there to teach you something, because you're going to take that morsel that you've learned, that learning experience, and you're going to add it to the next one. You're going to take that learning experience and add it to the next one. And then you have this great level of, and then when you get there, it's just like, oh, this is nothing, because I dealt with this 3 years ago. You know, even though I rag on my time in the military, I know how to run. I know the right and wrong of being a team leader. You know, I know the pros and cons of my strengths and weaknesses as a leader. But if you never try, if you never go out there, if you're never a part of a team, if you're never, how is he supposed to, what is he supposed to work with? Air? Like, give him something to work with. And the last thing I want you guys to take is your time is coming. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. But God's time is the best time. God's timing is the best time. Because if we get stuff when we want it, child. If we got stuff when we want it, sometimes things are delayed. And I'm just like, oh, thank God that was delayed. It's even sometimes my money. You know, sometimes God is holding back some of our money because he knows if he gives it to us now, we're going to spend it on some garbage. You know, it's been plenty of times where I was supposed to get my check like maybe on a Thursday or a Friday, and it didn't hit till Monday. And I was like, oh, thank God I got this check on Monday, because if I would have got it on Friday, it would have been, you know, I've been doing something I ain't supposed to do with that money. Okay. God's time is the best time, because he gives it to you when you're ready. He gives it to you when you've earned it and you deserve it. And he knows that you're not going to fumble the bag. Some people will get it sooner than others, but he's in there working with you. It's a team effort. He's not against you. He's for you. He's rooting for you, but he's on the court like, I'm here. I'm about to, you know, about to give you the alley-oop so you can dunk, but you ain't even in the stadium. You at home. How is he supposed to help you? How is he supposed to assist you? And you didn't even show up to practice. How is he supposed to assist you when you didn't show up? I bet God be up there like, child, I knew this was going to happen. I feel like he's in the likeness of us. You know what I mean? That's just, I just be like, he be like, I showed up anyway, you know, maybe, you know, showed up anyway. He ain't come. All right, I'll try next time. Because he's not going to give up on you. Never think that he's going to give up and turn his back. He don't work like that. He ain't us. He ain't fickle like we are. God ain't fickle. He ain't never going to leave. He going to keep showing up to practice. He going to keep being the coach. He going to keep being there. And then when we finally decide to show up, when we finally decide to make a move, here you go. All net. All right. So I hope you guys got a lot out of this. So if you guys want these, write these down. Your chapter 3, do not compare it to somebody else's chapter 10. Appreciate the process. Always remember the process of a caterpillar or a pregnancy. Don't stop because people are not supportive of your dreams. Don't stop because people are not supportive of your dreams. Stay in your lane, y'all. Don't compete where you don't compare. Do great no matter what. Keep showing up and your time is coming. Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the comments. I thank you guys so much for loading up the comments today. Tay Babe said, it's so frustrating. Sometimes it took me forever to get a new job, but I didn't give up. Amen. You guys are awesome. Good morning, everyone. Camber says, I really needed this. I moved to North Carolina from Texas during quarantine, but because I felt like this was my next path in life. And then it's been a year and I feel like And I feel like what I'm doing here, I want to go back. Kiamber, pray. Pray. Ask God what you're supposed to do. Ask God before you do anything. Y'all, if y'all ever want to move, if you ever have a job or anything like that, pray and ask God. Sometimes he don't care where we live. But sometimes he does. So pray and ask God, ask him for direction. I've been working on my dream for 3 years and still feel like I'm in the beginning. Girl, I've been doing YouTube for 7. I've had 100,000 subscribers on my vision board for I don't know how long. I still ain't there yet. Keep going. Keep working. And I say that humbly because it is what it is. My fault, internet's fault, whatever. Keep working. 3 years to some people, it ain't nothing. Not to say, not to diminish your skills and what you've been doing, but sometimes it takes people 10, 12, 11. It takes people a long time. Your dreams aren't, that's a three-year-old. Your dream is a three-year-old. Kiamber, your dream is a three-year-old. Would you trust a three-year-old to drive a car? My dream is a seven-year-old. Give it more time. Y'all, things don't happen in a couple years, nine times. If it's really your what you're supposed to do, look at all these celebrities who have been celebrities our entire lives, y'all. I remember Chris Rock when I was a kid. I remember Will Smith when I was a kid. I remember Mary J. Blige when I was a kid. I remember all these people. I'm a 33-year-old grown woman now. Things take time, y'all. And if it's truly meant for you, just keep going. Guided by star facts, people start dropping down like flies when you elevate, and that's okay. Absolutely. She just said, yes, oh my God. He will always bring another path to you. Yep. Praise in the struggle. Absolutely. Miss Debbie says, I need this. How I feel about building my YouTube channel here. I'd rather wait out the time to build a solid organic following. And that's the thing too, is like, you don't want people to be with you because of a gimmick. You know, you want people to genuinely like you and get to know you. And that takes time. You know, a lot of the stuff that's popular right now may not be popular in a few years. You know, look at BBLs and all that stuff. It was cool. And now people are like, I don't know about the fake booties no more. I don't know. Thank you. Sydney says, hey, Zara girl. Nana says, I totally relate to you. I moved to Paris to London 9 years ago. And the first few years didn't make sense, but I kept pushing. Oh, my gosh. First of all, hey. Oh my gosh, you live in London. I love that. Yes, you guys, please hit the like button and please hit the subscribe button, Kiamber. Now, it doesn't make sense for me why I didn't get what I wanted at the time, but I am grateful to God. Trust the process, you'll be fine. I love that. Thank you guys. You guys are amazing. Comparison, it doesn't get us anywhere, y'all. We cannot compare our lives with other people's because God gave that to them. Thank you, Jasmine. God time is the best time. God is amazing. I could not be I could not be without him for sure, because Lord knows he knows I couldn't deal, right? Let's see. Miss Debbie says, I love that when you've earned it, you won't fumble the bag. God waiting on us to earn it, y'all. Don't compete where you don't compare. Being someone where you're not wasn't our cross to bear. Mm-hmm. We have no time to look at somebody else's life and envy, because you have no idea what they go through. Hey, Veronica. Thank you. Appreciate it all. I really needed this. I feel like every word touched my spirit. I'm so happy to hear that. Let's see. I have learned to be comfortable in God's waiting room because of him. All my blessings were on time during the right time when I could handle it. Absolutely. Y'all, some of us ain't married because we couldn't handle it. Some of us, y'all, I'm so thankful. Like I told y'all before, that I did not get married. That's why you can't let nobody rush you through your process. Don't let nobody tell you like you still doing that. Why you ain't? Because 9 times out of 10, if they saying that, they're not working. Because people, I'm telling y'all, when y'all surround yourselves by people who are really working hard at their dreams and their goals, they know how hard it is. They know the tough times. They know about crying behind the scenes. They know the blood, sweat, and tears it really takes to build something. you know? So they're going to encourage you to keep going, and they're going to understand. People that are like naysayers that are like, you still doing that? They're not doing nothing. They are not doing anything. Because anytime somebody has the nerve or time to judge you, y'all, they not doing nothing. They got time. They got a lot of time. Let's see. Key Amber says, but how do you get not get yourself down during the process? That's everything that we talked about, you just have to be thankful. You thank God anyway. You ask him what's next. You keep leaning on him and you keep working. You know, you keep working. Redefine your plan. You know, look at your situation and say, okay, where can I improve? What do I need to learn in this season? What in my plan isn't working? Because sometimes it's strategy. You know, some girls came on YouTube a year, 2 years, and they took off because they had the right strategy. They had the right whatever it was, you know. And timing sometimes is everything. Everything isn't for everybody in the right time. And Camber, I don't know what you're working towards, but you got to figure it out. But being grateful. And sometimes too, let me tell you this, just stop and breathe and enjoy. Do something else. Sometimes we have to put our dreams down and be like, okay, this is a little heavy for me right now. Let me do something fun for me. Go fill up your cup. You know, enjoy your life while we're enjoying the process. It's not all about work. And life ain't all about making our dreams come true, unfortunately. Regardless of what social media will tell you, regardless of, you know, all of the things, it's not always about that. You know, go enjoy your family. Go enjoy your significant other, your loved one. Go enjoy something that makes you happy and lightens you up. You know, go enjoy your hobbies. Everybody should have hobbies. And I know it's hard, especially when you do what you love to do every day. It's easy to be consumed in work when you work for yourself or you work from home and then you're working on your business or you're working. But we don't want to look back and be like, dang, all I did was work. My life was boring. You know, take a vacation. Like in the midst of us going after and building these lives for ourselves, God, I don't think wants us to be like slaves. You know, we don't want to be a slave to anything. Not money, not drugs and alcohol, not work. You know, all life is about balance. And it's very hard because, you know, sometimes when we're not doing what we feel like we're supposed to do, we get all this anxiety and we get in our heads. Don't do that to yourself. I deserve a break. Remember, we talked about that last week. I deserve to take some time for myself. I deserve to have a little fun. I deserve to not work 24/7. I deserve love. I deserve happiness. I deserve all of those things. So in the midst, just enjoy your life. Because once you get, I'm telling y'all, once we get the goal, once the goal is hit, it's going to be another one. So try to enjoy the process as much as possible. And if you're not enjoying the process, reevaluate if that's really, truly what you want. It's really and truly, and it's okay to be like, ah, I tried this. I did it for a little bit and it really ain't for me. But make sure you're not giving up on what you feel God is calling you to do. You know, if you started something and you've after a while, you're like, you know what? I don't think this is it. It's okay to let that go. But if you really feel like it's what you're supposed to do, if you really feel like it's what God has called you to do, then stick with it and just enjoy your life in the meantime. You guys, that's why dating is supposed to be fun. Vacation is fun. Going out with your friends is fun. Being with your family is fun. You know, going and doing painting, go to a park, whatever it is that you love to do in the midst of us working, keep shining and keep being you. You know, go home decor shopping if that's your zhuzh. Like, Camber, let me know what you like to do for fun. We still got a couple minutes. Right. Y'all live close to each other. Hey. What do you like to do for fun? And I even have to challenge myself because I work a lot, y'all. I work a lot and I have to challenge myself. And I talked to my therapist and I was like, dang, I stopped doing all my hobbies. I used to have hobbies. I used to love going and having some fun and skating and painting and coloring. My grown behind likes a good coloring book and I get crayons like a little kid and I like to color. It's something that's peaceful to me. It's soothing and I like the result. That's just something I like to do. My boyfriend thinks it's weird, but That's none of his business. So what do you like to do for fun? Always make sure you guys are leaving room to enjoy your lives. Have fun. It's not all about work. It's not all about striving. It's not all about overachieving. We have to make sure that we take care of ourselves in the midst of us chasing and going and doing and doing and doing, because that's how we enjoy the process. I love coloring. Yes, me too. So what do you enjoy doing? Make sure you guys are leaving room for the enjoyment of life. Last weekend, I went and hung out with my family. I love that. So do everything that you guys enjoy doing. Go meet up with friends. Go have a drink. Go out. Go have some fun. Enjoy your life. God is not about to be like, you can't have no fun. Like, no, y'all. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Date, go vacation, go sightsee, go take care of yourself, go spa days, whatever it is that you enjoy. But I love you guys. I thank you guys for being with me again on another Morning Motivation. I hope this was helpful. I hope that you guys got something out of it. And yeah, I'm so excited for you guys. Happy hump day. We have two more days out of the week. So I hope you guys are hitting the pavement and doing everything that you guys feel like you are supposed to do in this season. Again, be patient, enjoy the process as much as possible, even the blood, sweat, and tears, all that stuff, and thank God in the midst of it, okay? Thank you guys so much for being here today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you guys are great. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye.